I don't know. I'm wondering whether those would be called a style or a strength. My knowledge of English is sometimes limited, but I thought things like straightforwardness, informality, would simply be characteristics. I don't know if you could call them strengths, but what you seem to be saying is that if one's characteristics fit well with the circumstances and can be useful, then that becomes a strength?
I guess you could put it that way.
Because for me, things like honesty, truthfulness, humility would be strengths. So I'm not sure if I understand your definition. For example, I have a strong voice, a loud voice. That is one of my characteristics. And I give some lectures. So that is a strength?
Well, I don't think a loud voice would automatically be considered a strength, unless you're giving a talk and there are no microphones.
That's very true. That's for sure. My brother recently went on vacation and stayed in a place where people with loud voices in the next room kept him up all night. And I used to have one driver who sneezed so loudly that you could hear him from the other side of the building. So, explain to me more about this idea of strength. What would be considered strength?
Well, to be honest, I don't remember all the characteristics on Seligman's particular list. But for instance, a loud voice isn't necessarily a strength, but the ability to communicate clearly and effectively might be considered a strength. Or another example, I noted as he was still shaking with mirth, remembering the sneezing driver. I've noticed that you've always had a great sense of humor and have used that humor effectively to connect with others in many different circumstances. I think that would be a strength.
But there, that just seems like a natural thing, a quality that just comes out, it just flows naturally. I don't consciously decide to use humor. So I'm getting confused about this idea of strengths.
Well, we're talking about self-understanding. And here, we are talking about identifying our natural, positive qualities and abilities, and then using and applying those abilities in one's work. And in fact, once we identify our signature strengths, we can even try to enhance them, to build them up. In that way, a person can turn a job into a calling. It makes work more fulfilling, more satisfying. For example, the other day we mentioned that the teaching you gave in South India was hard work. I'm wondering if you use certain characteristics or certain abilities in giving those talks, and by using those abilities, the experience was more fulfilling.
I see. Yes, in that regard, I think I have one special ability, the way my mind works. I think I have a good ability to read a Buddhist text and to get the gist of what is in the book and summarize it well. I think this is partly due to the ability to put the material into a wider context and mainly my tendency to relate the material to my own life, to make a connection with myself and my personal experience, my emotions. Even in very philosophical texts and very academic topics, even philosophical concepts like emptiness, when I read books, I make a connection with my own experiences. I don't separate my life into academic pursuits and personal experiences. They are interrelated. So then instead of the material or presentation becoming dry and academic, it becomes something living, something alive. It becomes something personal, something related to my own inner experience. Is this the type of thing you mean?
It suddenly became clear why he was having trouble with the concept we were talking about. We had been discussing the idea of identifying one's personal strengths and then deliberately using them at work as a means of building greater satisfaction, of transforming one's job into a calling. But it seemed that his personal life was already so fully integrated with his work life that there was absolutely no separation between them. Thus, he had no need to try to come up with strategies to make him happier at work. After all, he claimed, "I do nothing for a living." He didn't view any of his intensive activities in the world as work. These activities were simply an extension of himself as a human being. Realizing this, I said, "Yes, that seems like a strength," no longer needing to pursue the point.